Welcome back to the PM Sports page. Let's talk with Lance Sabosky of the Washington Cross Country team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy PM Sports page Athlete of the Week. Lance, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Lance, it's been a productive junior campaign for you. Three consecutive meet titles for yourself, including on a Tuesday night, you had the home meet at the Washington Golf and Country Club. Outran the entire competition by 23 seconds, so really ran away with that title. But first off, Lance, coming into the meet, what was your mindset coming into the night?
My mindset was definitely that I was going to have to pace myself and figure out my own tactic, and all the way through, that's how I executed. It was good race and great atmosphere at home. I just love our home course. The golf course is always amazingly ran and always great place to run.
Mm-hmm. And how would you assess your run last night?
Probably go with, I went out really strong, very strong, and I just tried to keep that and kind of put everyone back behind me to start with. So didn't have any problem pacing myself throughout the race and worrying about anyone catching up, just running my race out there and going for it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And going into that further, I know we touched on this yesterday. The last two races, you know, you've been pushed by another guy in the smaller division, been able to push you in that race. But last night, you know, you were ahead of the pack the entire race. So from a mental aspect, how do you keep pushing yourself knowing that you're still going to come out with a first place finish?
Yeah. So I always just like assume myself is right behind me one step, like my PR, my personal best time is right behind me that one step. So I have to stay that one step ahead or open the gap more, or even the lead car in front of me, I try to get closer to it. And when it speeds up, I speed up kind of when it accelerates, or just like go when I'm going down a hill, just stride out as hard as I can just to try to expand the distance in between me and the next runner behind me.
Mm-hmm. As you know, sport of cross country is a lot of mental. Is there any mental tricks that you think of during a race? Like you think of sunshine and rainbows, or how do you push through the pain?
Yes, cross country is a very mental sport, and it's clearly not for everyone because everyone's not out, but you have to be super mentally tough. And tactics I use, I just focus on my form and running, and that next, I try to not look ahead like, oh, I have 2 miles left. I try to look ahead, oh, let me get this next 400 meters hard and expand the distance and just stride out or take my mind off of the pain by just thinking about even after the race or what I'm like, what I feel, or just different tactics that I think of during the race. Definitely.
The home course at the country club is very hilly, but you mentioned last night, it's one of your favorite courses. Why is that?
Oh, it's one of my favorite courses because I know personal strength is hills, and I can always surge up them and then put the other runners in my back pocket more often, and I can just be confident with that because I know in practice we always do hills, and I always practice hills on my own just so I have that strength of hills for meets and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a leader of this cross-country team?
I describe myself as a leader. I try to be a role model for everyone else and even the middle school team. Just try to work hard every single practice, give it your all, and make sure just be the best version of yourself and doing your best all the time, because you can't complain when you're doing your best. Mm-hmm. And that's what's fun for me. And it's really cool to lead a team that I know we have so much potential. And as long as we get healthy and keep building off each other, I think we can do great things.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously you had a big off season because you're off to a big junior campaign. It was a weird off season with the pandemic and everything. Did that affect your off season at all, or how were you able to push through that?
I say it affected it almost in a positive manner because I was running pretty much every day and pushing myself and just thinking of cross country season every single day, starting about very early June. And it was definitely on my mind all summer, and I think it helped a lot for my whole season.
How do you think you have improved from last year?
I've seen a couple of my meet times, and I've improved like a couple minutes or a minute. And last year I thought I was in a decent position, and I came third all conference, and I just thought, like, that's not enough for me. And I think this season is going to be, it's unpredictable because you never know when it will end. Like, I'm just going to run every meet like it's my last race. So definitely improve this season, and I notice it, but I stay humble about it, and I just looking to improve more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made state last year as a sophomore. I'm sure that's another huge goal here in your junior campaign, but more specifically, a goal that you set out for this season?
I wish I could medal at state. That is my goal this year, but again, uncertain circumstances, so got to run every meet like it's my last, and definitely on my mind, though, mm-hmm. definitely.
For sure. Last question before I let you go here, Lance. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Sure. So before my race, I go on a jog and I do my stretches, my hip stretches, and I like to say a little prayer and clear my mind before my race. So, and shake out my legs so I don't have any of that lactic acid buildup.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lance, congratulations to a great start to the season and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks.
And that's Lance Sabosky, our Jet Physical Therapy PM Sports Page Athlete of the Week. The Washington Cross Country team, the junior, picked up his third straight meet title last night. We'll take another break and come back with more on today's show on AM1FM KCII.